So the aliens are coming, Will. That's what's going to happen for 2021, right?
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah, are you excited about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you? You're not?
Oh, yeah, dude. I can hardly wait. It's going to be fantastic. Look, I don't know, dude. Who says they're going to be, like, mean, you know? I wouldn't be shocked if they look like us. It's just like everybody, you know, all the aliens were just all like some sort of a humanoid type of creature. You know, like, I don't know. You know? Or, you know, is it going
to
be...
I mean, that's what you're concerned with, their looks? You want them to be hot?
No, their intentions. That's my concern. You know?
Are you going to be bummed if they're ugly? they're ugly. I want hot aliens.
Can you imagine they're just all Marine Robs? They just all show up. We're from Mars. Hey, you sons of bitches, where's all the Kentucky gentlemen? Not the actual men from Kentucky, the liquor. That's what we drink on Uranus. Give it to me, Daddy. Let's see here. The former, this guy from Israel, just like Jesus. Anyway, he came out today. And here's the thing. When, like, people that have had positions of authority that seem to be intelligent start saying things, that's when you got to go, all right, so this is a little scary. You know what I mean? Like, so this guy's a former space security chief. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that was a position. Oh, by the way, did you see what they did today over at Patrick Air Force Base over on the East Coast and everything? They renamed them Space Force Bases now.
Wait, did Florida get it? Florida's the home of Space Force? Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
Well, I just saw that Pence was announcing that it's no longer like the Air Force Base. They're called Space Force Bases. So.
I see. Oh, okay.
Over
so
in Cape Canaveral.
The official place or the home base of Space Force.
Well, it's
going to
be It's going to be Cape Canaveral or Houston. Has to be. You know?
I think there's a few Colorados in for there's a few other weird ones that you wouldn't think.
They can suck it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the former space security chief of Israel in the USA, they have an agreement with the aliens, is what he's saying. So Israel and the US have many talks. He says extraterrestrials have been in contact with Earth, and that President Donald Trump is aware of an agreement between the U.S. and the aliens. The official Chaim Ashad is the former head of Israel's Defense Ministry's Space Directorate and made his comments during an interview with a local newspaper that I cannot pronounce. He is a respected professor and a retired general. So, okay. He says the unidentified flying objects have asked not to publish that they are here. The reason why, Will, they said humanity is not ready yet. They're not lying.
I'm ready.
They're not lying. I mean, we almost are, but we're not quite. We weren't ready for COVID, dude. Like, we don't even know what to do about toilet paper. How are we going to handle ET popping up, you know? Like, what's going on?
That's what Ronald Reagan said, right? That it would be the one thing that would, in fact, unite us as a people. As human beings, you know, I don't know, we'd look at each other as not different, you know, races or sexes or anything. We'd just be human beings at that point. So I don't know. We're ready. We're ready. And everybody knows it's a thing, right? I mean, they had
here's my fear, Will. And I already know that the religious leaders have already got a backup story ready. But my fear is everybody loses their religion at the same time. They figure all of their faith has been, this is all a lie. And you're talking Muslims, Christians, I mean, Buddhists, everything you can think of. They go, what? So none of that's real? Like, the aliens come down, they're like, oh, what's up? We're your daddies, just so you were wondering. Like, we put y'all here, you know, like 4,000 years ago, and this is how things are, or 4 million years ago, however, you know, I don't know about carbon dating, but, you know what I mean? And they like, you know, and people are like, what about Jesus? And they go, yeah, no, stop. Okay, that's
but
stupid.
they're like, no, Jesus was actually a Scientologist, and we're all Scientologists, and now you are all Scientologists. So
they go, Jesus is a real guy, and we go, ah, knew it. And they go, he was a carpenter. It wasn't even good. Like, he made us a coffee table. It sucked. Yeah. So no. Matter of fact, the whole crucifixion that didn't happen. The guy tripped over a curb at a Walmart. Anyway, all that was made up just to keep you guys in line until we were ready to come back. And, yeah, you know, and this is how it is. So, cool, right? Everybody cool? And everybody's like, no, we're going to burn this bitch to the ground, right? So everybody just goes crazy because now everything they believed for all these years is now they're tearing down all the churches and preachers are running through the streets being murdered by people. And aliens are like, calm down, waving their tentacles at people like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And we're like, no, man, we're burning this bitch to the ground, right? And what do we do?
Well, that would be I know you're not religious. I'm open to the idea, but I'm not of a religion necessarily. Right. But I would think that you could maybe I'm sure if you were like a fundamentalist or really believed, you could finagle your religion into aliens, right?
Yes.
They would probably try to convert the aliens to being, you know, well, Christian or Jew or Muslim or like, oh, I got something to share with you all. This is great.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking like all the religion, like the head of the, you know, like the Pope right now is like having a meeting with people and he's like, all right, now we got to somehow twist these because the Bible's written in a very difficult way of reading and you could kind of translate it any way you want to. And you go, all right, we'll see right here in the, you know, in John, Luke 4 or whatever, we could just say that rock was really an alien. You know what I mean? And then, you know, twist it around and, you know, and like this guy was really a metaphor for that alien. And then they'll just fix it up and be like, yeah, we've been telling you about the aliens this whole time. Jesus Christ. You know?
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, people would figure it out. People are really good at lying to themselves, creating their own reality fantasy world in which they can thrive and live. People do it every day. We're ready, aliens. Let's go. Come on out. Let's pop your heads out.
Yeah,
Let's go.
Let's do this. Let's go. By the way, you see, we're going to have the very first real Christmas star in like 400 years this Christmas. How crazy is that? So I guess a couple of planets are going to line up just right, and we're going to have this, like, big old bright northern star. You think that's when Nubu or whatever Planet X hits us?
Maybe. Dude, maybe.
How crazy would that be, dude? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just ready for it to be over. Aren't you just kind of getting to the point where I kind of want to see – like, if it was the end, if it really were, like, Earth's going to be destroyed now. Like, wow.
It'd be kind of cool to be here for it. Yeah.
I got to see the end of the world. That would be pretty great. Right. If it was something where you, like, you would just kind of, it would be like watching a sunset or something, you know, where you just kind of fade in and then all of a sudden it's just over. I don't want it to be like an explosions and you're, like, in fear and stuff. But if it was nice and calm, and that would be okay. And then you're like, okay, cool. Because I'm always nervous that not nervous. I know I'm not going to see it, but you know, all the cool stuff that you might miss out on now could end badly. Right. We could be in a nuclear holocaust or something, and we're all living underground, and that's no way to live. But maybe we get to that, you know, Star Trek future where we have replicators and we're riding in spaceships and everybody's cool with each other, and you know, we're exploring the galaxy and the universe together. And then you go, oh man, that'd be fun. I kind of wish I would be around to see that, but I was born in the wrong time. But yeah, you'd just be like, oh good, that's not gonna happen, and this is just the end of the world. I got to see it. This is pretty great.
What's the last thing you do, like right before, like if you know you got like 5 seconds left, you know, you want to do a final, like scream something or grab your crotch or maybe shoot like a paper ball at a garbage can and yell Kobe. What do you do? What's your last thing?
Yeah, I think I just yell the F word. As far as I could. Oh, you know what I would do? I would find a cop and grab his gun.
Yes. Or how about this? I'll go to the top of the skyway at like 90 miles an hour, and I'll time it right as the meteor's hitting. I take a sharp right off the side of the bridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't you afraid of heights and stuff?
It don't matter, bitch.
Yeah, but you'll be afraid. You'll be afraid in your last. That's how you get. That's how you become a ghost, dude. You don't want to be afraid when you die.
Ooh, how about this? If you believe in ghosts, right? And I do. If the world explodes, is like outer space haunted with like 6 billion ghosts were just flying around like, just maybe spooking out asteroids and stuff.
That'd be kind of cool. You could just float around, you know, the galaxy.
This blew my mind. It'd be boring. Blew my own too, mind. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be horribly boring. You're like, please, some sort of galactic wind, blow me towards a planet. I want to haunt a real thing, please. And then you go blow into a planet. You're like, yeah, it's time to haunt. And there's no life there. And you're like, God damn it. Just haunting a crater with nothing in it. Like, the moon sucks.
Just dirt. That's red dirt. I guess I'll go over to Mars. At least I got red dirt over there. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
This is so gay. You want to grab a phone call?
Sure.
Looks like Kelly's talking to somebody. Hell yeah, she is.
Oh, boy.
Maybe she's hanging up on this person because he was on hold too long.
There he goes.
Kick rocks, bitch. Kick rocks, ho. Yeah. See you later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a message from Chelsea on the Facebook page. She says, my Christmas songs are better than Chris Stapleton's, but
yeah,
he is an incredible artist. Yes, totally agree. Totes.
Well, that was, and also in Chris's defense, that was Jimmy Kimmel's writing staff, who probably sucks.
And they didn't do the whole song. They just did, like, the little snippets. You know what I mean? Chris Stapleton, if he wanted to do a COVID Christmas song, he'd have killed. The thing that I love the most is that he had that kind of that humorous side to him. I didn't know to be able to do that, you know, to kind of clown around. That makes me love him more. So let's go to Tristan on the phone lines real fast. Hello, Tristan. What's going on?
What up, Johnny B?
Hey.
How are you, brother?
Good, man. What's going on, dude?
Well, I hope I'm not changing the subject already, but I'm an ER nurse, and I just got off of my sixth day in a row.
Wow,
so I'm
thanks
a little
for your service.
Happy, tired. Yeah. Dude, I've been doing it 11 years, and I still love going to work every day. Or at
awesome.
Least I never hate it. I never hate going to work.
That's good. Good.
And, you know, a little slap happy, just started driving home, and Will just cracked me up with that comment about the end of the world, reminding me, remember in the movie Armageddon?
Yeah.
Towards the end when I can't remember his name, he's the real goofy-looking dude, and he's sitting on the nuclear warhead.
Steve Buscemi, like, yeah.
Yeah, Steve, and I can never remember that name.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, we got front row seats to the end of the world, baby!
Yeah, because he was all, wasn't he all high or drunk or something? There was something wrong with him.
Right,
he was all
like
up.
Space high or something. And just,
yeah.
And I just want to thank Will for bringing that memory back up when he starts saying, hey, man, I'm ready for it, dude.
Happy to do it, man.
There you go.
They're like, get off of the warhead.
Yeah,
that's awesome. He's like, dude, we got front row seats to the end of the world, baby.
That's pretty cool. Well, thanks, Tristan.
Thanks,
appreciate
Will.
It, bud.
You got it, buddy.
Hey,
thanks.
Man, I appreciate what you guys do every night. I get to listen to my last hour on the way home, brother. Thanks,
sweet.
Man. Much love to y'all, and happy holidays.
Thanks, dude. You too,
thanks, buddy.
You
too.
There you go.